from the surah or the chapter of Quran titled The Family of Imran, or Ali Imran, God Most High says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Those who, if they do a wrong, we should have backed up a little bit to read further explanation for this. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. Those who, if they do an unseemly thing or a disgraceful thing, or if they wrong their souls, themselves, they recall to mind Allah, God, and they seek His forgiveness, and they seek forgiveness for their wrongs, for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who can forgive sins other than God? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not persist in doing wrong, that is, they do not insist upon following the wrong way if they know, while they have knowledge. That means if they know better, while they are knowing that they are doing wrong, they will not persist in that. Then comes أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. These are the ones who receive as reward mercy and forgiveness from their Lord, and a paradise, a garden, beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Blessed, or ni'mah, blessed, or highly blessed, greatly blessed, full of blessings, we may say, full of blessings, is the reward of the doers, the doers. A'amilin means the doers. It may be translated also the workers, some translate it the workers. Khad khalat min qablikum sunanun. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْذُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And there has certainly passed before you the traditions, ways of many, many people. So travel and seek throughout the earth and see how they, the liars, the falsehood bearers came to their end. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. This is clear sign or evidence for all people, and guidance and a warning for the God-fearing. ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Therefore, do not despair, do not grieve, for you are to be the uppermost if you are truly believers. So God promised that those who are sincere, believing people, sincere in their faith, they are truly believers, that if they remain true to the form that they believe in, inevitably they will rise above those who reject God and are not faithful to Him. And God revealed the truth. He spoke the truth. صدق الله العظيم. Now the Quran, our holy book, the Quran, it is called in the language of Arabic language of Quran, shifaun, means a healing, a cure. لما في الصدور, for whatever is in the hearts of people. It is a healing and a cure for whatever or cure for whatever is bothering the hearts of the people. So when we turn to the Quran, to the Holy Book, we should understand that if we have problems in the heart, problems in our soul, burden of sin on our hearts, or the burden of sin on our soul, whatever it is, the Quran, if you read it with an open mind and a sincere heart, it will be a healing for you. It solves problems, and it takes away defects, sin, and germs. It's a cleansing, a healing. Also the prayer that we say five times daily, Salat, it is also called that will take away indecency and wrong and tendency to do wrong. It will take away indecency and the tendency to do wrong. The prayer, the five daily prayers. However, we know that this discipline in the Muslim life, this spiritual discipline in the Muslim life we call prayer, salat, it is difficult for people whose national life does not accommodate the opportunity to make those five daily prayers. In a Muslim nation, the opportunity is accommodated, even in the worst nation I've been to, the worst Muslim nation. You can make your prayers. No one will prevent you from making your prayers. Although in many of the Muslim nations, they don't encourage you to make your prayers. There's no encouragement. But I haven't been in any that would prevent you from making your prayers. So to get up in the morning before the sunrise, Fajr time, which now is what, about 5:20 or 5:30 or so, to get up and make your Fajr prayer before daylight is seen, when just the white horizontal line is across the sky or right thereafter, immediately thereafter, is very difficult for many people. They want to sleep during that time. And some have to work during those hours. They have odd shifts, and they have to work during that hour. And then to make the prayer at noontime, which today was about 12:20, I believe, to make the prayer at noontime, sometimes there's things interfering with it, like the Bears game. You see? So it's very difficult sometimes.
And so it is for the other prayers. They're all at stated times. See, God won't adjust his prayer plan for man to your whims and to your notions and to your daily routines and excitement, whatever. He's not going to adjust his. If his plan is, if it's truly God's plan, then we should adjust ours to his. So right now, there's some of us that we want to be at the television watching the game, right? Because the Bears now, I guess, were leading by 7-0, I think, if the score didn't change. See, I watched it too. Sure, many of them are at this television right now, and many would like to hurry and get back there before the game is over. Young fellow in my house, he used to be sports inclined. In fact, he still is. He loves sports. He loves football. He's very good. He plays football very well. That's our son, Sadi. But he recently has taken on a new thing, and he's preoccupied with electronic music mixing. Mixing music and making tapes. And without any training or lessons at all, he has a keyboard and he's doing pretty well with it. So he's all excited over that now. And I told him, I said, it's time to go to Tyloon. It's supposed to be at Tyloon. And the Bears game's on too. And I noticed that he wasn't paying any attention to the Bears game. He was just working on his music. The Bears playing a major game here. Playoffs and Sadi's not watching. I said, this tells me something. It's where your interest is. Now, normally, I'm sure Sadi would have been watching the Bears game. But since he's come into this new thing now, he's preoccupied with mixing, the music thing. So the Bears game has to wait. His friend came over there, and he's crazy in the mixing, too. He pretended like, he didn't even know the Bears game was on. He went right to the electronic equipment. Didn't even know the Bears game was on. But there are some who are not preoccupied in something like anything like that. So they're at the Bears game, right? They're there at the television or out there at the field. Rushing trying to get out there. Now, that's wrong for us to put anything that Allah has asked of us behind something of the world. So it's natural to desire those things. It's natural to want to do that. I want to stay home and watch the game. I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to come out here. I want to stay home and watch the game. But taking on my duty to Allah and people, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to come out here. The people expecting me. We have to make prayer. We have to have Tazim. So they're expecting me. Then thinking on that made my heart and spirit go with that. But to tell you that I woke up thinking about Tyloon, no, I woke up thinking about the Bears. That's the whole family. The Bears, because it was an amazing event. I haven't reached that state where these things don't bother me at all. They do bother me. But I hope I never reach the state where nothing of the world bothers me. Unless I'm out of the world. Look, God didn't say prayer is easy for us. It's easy on certain people. It's easy on those who are constantly devoted to God. Constantly devoted in obedience to Him. It's easy for them because that's what they're constantly into. They're not getting out into these things we're into. They're constantly devoted to that. So if we would spend our 24 hours, how many hours we have? 8 or 16 hours. If we spend all those hours trying to figure out how to promote God's way and His plan, if we would do that, then these things wouldn't even reach us. They wouldn't. We would be so preoccupied with that these things wouldn't reach us. Whatever you're preoccupied with, it just shuts out everything else, right? There are Muslims who go on like 40 days and sometimes even longer. They go on, retreat, for want of a better word, but it's not exactly a retreat. It's not a retreat because they're going out in the world. Dawah or something like that, we can call it maybe. And they just leave go everything, family, business, everything, and take that much time out of their life to devote themselves constantly and totally to the da'wah, to the propagation, to the religion. I think we should just put first things first. And we don't have to pull ourselves out of the world, but just put first things first. Because Allah says at the call of prayer for Jummah on Friday, He says, when you hear the call to prayer on Jummah, respond, leaving off business and traffic, business traffic, etc. However, God says, and when the Jummah is concluded, return to your ways of business. Huh? Return to your ways of business. So in our religion, God doesn't want to hold us to just the spiritual devotions or these kinds of commitments. He wants us also to do the things that are necessary to uphold and advance the worldly life, or the life that we have in the world, called in the Quran al-Ula, and also called the Dunya. God says, seek with the means that He has availed you your share of the world. Nasibaka min ad-dunya means your share of the world. However, la tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا يَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارِ الْآخِرَةِ. Now we have it. Seek that with the means that God has availed you, the hereafter. The hereafter, the great reward in the end. Because it is the better, huh? It's the better of the two. So God says, seek that. However, God says, however, لَتَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget or neglect your share in the world. So this is the equation that we like to have in our life. The balance that we like to have in our life. And what has the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet has said, peace and the blessings be on him, that is, marriage is half of your faith, half of the religion. Marriage is half of the religion. Now, I thought about that. I said, marriage is half of the religion. So what is the Prophet saying here? Marriage is half of the religion. I thought for a long time that it was just an encouragement. It certainly is an encouragement to the men, the single men, to get married. That in order to live the full life of a Muslim, they have to get married. That is the obvious message. However, there's another message too, which says this, that what we do in marriage is really for my own personal pleasure, right? My wife, she's for my pleasure. I'm for her pleasure. My children even, they're usually for the pleasure of the family in the house, right? For the parents in the house. They're our pleasure. And the things we buy in that house, and the type of house we will decide to live in, all of that is for our enjoyment. For our enjoyment. But man fulfills his social life in marriage, and he makes possible the continuation of his species by marriage. So this is for us. This is for us. But God says that's half your religion, according to the teaching of the Prophet. If the Prophet has said it, then God says whatever he has approved, take it. It's the same as God approving it. Okay, so he has said that marriage is half our religion. So if he has said that, then I'm to understand that fulfilling these needs that are my social needs, my human needs, is half my religion. I said, well, if that's half my religion, what's the other half? Well, some people will say, and I'm sure some leaders, some imams, some scholars will say, the other half is the spiritual side. I don't believe that. I believe the other half is doing in the world what pleases God, but not for myself, for society at large. Half of it is working for your private interest. The other half is working for the total interest, for the collective good. Huh? Yes. Because we married a wife, don't we supposed to pray with the wife at home? You don't divorce, you don't have to separate prayer and these spiritual things from home life. We're supposed to do it in the home as well as do it out here in the mosque. So God says, إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. Surely it is difficult. It is hard. It's a big thing. لَكَبِيرَةٌ literally means it's a big thing. But here in this context, it means it's a big responsibility, making your prayers five times daily at the stated time. Now, many of us, we make them, but we don't make them at the stated time. In fact, most of us can't make them hard at the stated time unless we have some kind of special arrangement with our employee, employer, we can't make him make the prayer at the stated time. But however, they are supposed to be made at the stated time, according to the teaching of the Quran. Allah Most High says in the Quran that prayer has been made, prescribed, not only in this time, but also before, not only for Muslims, but before, for specific times. For specific times. And we believe that certain prophets, they prayed at different times. And the whole prayer institution of prayer that we have, it reflects the different times that certain prophets came establishing prayer. We believe that David established morning prayer. Morning prayer. So, when we understand how God treats these responsibilities, we can do better. We can live with them better and also do better. See? Now, I've seen people, and I used to be inclined to do the same thing. But anything God says is supposed to be easy for me. If God says me to do this, it's supposed to be easy for me. No, most of the things that God says for us to do are hard for us. He wouldn't have to say them if they weren't hard. If they were easy, we would have been doing them. God wouldn't have to tell us to do it. But they're difficult. That's why God has to say, do that. It's difficult. You creatures, you like easy life, and you tend to go away from these disciplines that are needed to hold up the good life that God wants in us. So God has to remind us to do this, do this. So he come with laws or come with prescriptions, says do this, do this. And the believer, the innocent, naive believer, like myself, like I was, still am to a certain extent, say, oh, whatever God has said, it's easy. I got to do it, it's easy. But when I saw the wisdom of God in his own words, I said, no, it's not easy, it's hard. So then I became that better person to get along with in my own house. I'm saying it's easy, tell my wife, hey, it's easy, I come along, it's easy. Young teenager, he got his mind out there in the streets, and it's 85 degrees, and the sun's going down, he won't go out there and have some fun. I said, hey, it's easy, how come you don't do it, it's easy. But now I don't talk like that. I said, I know it's difficult, but let us work at it. It's difficult, but let us work at it. God says so, we have to do it. Let us never excuse ourselves. Let's always try to do a little better. Huh?